Good morning, everybody. Welcome into today's FreightWaves Now Community Spotlight. I'm Kaylee Nix, and it's Wednesday, so we get to check in with Alan Adler, host and writer of Truck Tech. And Alan, thank you for being here today. Today, we're not necessarily talking truck tech, but we're talking trailer tech. It all goes the same place, right?
It really does. I mean, one follows the other, and so every so often, it's a good idea to go see what's happening back there in the back. You know, one of the people who will tell you exactly like it is Brent Yankee, and Brent is really, you know, as the CEO and president of Wabash, the only one of the major trailer companies that's publicly traded. You know, he doesn't get to hold a lot back. He has to be able to talk to his investors and, you know, occasionally talk to people like me. We know each other reasonably well, so it usually makes for a good conversation. And we spent a fair amount of time in today's show talking about sort of how the business has done some things very differently in terms of, you know, sort of smoothing out some of the bumps and the highs and lows that are just sort of endemic to the equipment industry. And so we spent a fair amount of time talking about how they're working with strategic partners and strategic customers to, you know, sort of look out farther in terms of, you know, demand and, you know, the ability to get capacity and things like that. So there's some businessy sides to things. And, you know, we do that. But we did talk to about two types of technology that are coming to the trailer space. One is not quite here yet, but we did find a way to sort of tie it into Friday's newsletter as well. And that's this whole idea of electric trailers, that is battery operated trailers. Not that they're going to run on their own, but the idea is if you add batteries and an e-axle to a trailer, it can basically sort of glide along, if you will, with you rather than, you know, require a lot of extra oomph from the power unit from the tractor. So this is something that is gaining some popularity. It's not going to be big in the next couple of years, probably, but it's something that, you know, Yegi's interested in. And yes, we talked about that. And then we also talked about the materials that you make trailers and you know, boxes out of, you know, the truck bodies, if you will. They call it Echodex, which is basically structural SMC materials, you know, composites and things like that, which they've been doing for a while, but they branded it a couple of years ago. And now they see lots and lots of opportunities for it really across transportation all the way out to, you know, trains as well as, you know, truck bodies and dry vans and things like that, or not dry vans, but reefer vans.
Now, I don't want to speak for the whole industry here, but I can kind of generally feel like the attitude towards trailers in the industry is if it ain't broke, why fix it, right? It feels like they're those things that are behind the trucks. They're not the pretty parts. They're not the interesting parts. They're not the powerful parts. But Wabash is taking that alternate stance where they're saying, hey, you know what? Just because it's working well doesn't mean that there's necessarily not room for improvements. When we're talking about some of these improvements that they're looking to make, whether that's within the material makeup, like you were mentioning, or with the battery, those e-trailers with the e-axle, how much of this is being driven, no pun intended, by fuel economy and the, I guess, really overall industry desire to run farther, run cleaner, and be more fuel efficient overall?
Well, Kelly, I think your checklist is almost complete, really. Those are all things that, you know, that are factors. I think one of the things that's changing in the trailer space is this idea of going to, you know, trailer pools and you know, larger orders that you can replace more often. You know, trailers, the way you describe them, honestly, can be quite old. They can go up to 10 years, 11 years before they change. And I'm not sure what the sort of the life cycle is right now. My guess is it's come down a little bit because we've seen a lot more drop and hook operations over time. We see trailers that are, you know, obviously when you do that, you've got a trailer waiting to be picked up. You know, so we've probably seen more capacity in trailers. They don't track exactly to the ups and downs in the tractor business, but they're close and they do follow into that space. And when we were looking at so much consumer demand during the pandemic, you did have this yawning demand really for more trailers. We need more. And so I think that as we look at some of the companies that are being maybe a little more progressive in terms of you know, trailer demand and having the capacity when they want it. That's one factor. Another is that, you know, we're getting to trailers as a service, just as we're getting to truck as a service. People don't necessarily need to hold those assets on their books. they don't need to be worried about maintenance. If they can buy the whole thing in a monthly package or a 6-month package, why not do that? And this is something that Wabash is also addressing. You know, one of the questions I asked Brett Yagi in today's show, when it comes to this whole idea of longer contracts, I said, okay, no offense, but how come nobody's thought of this already? And he said, because nobody wants to really leave behind the transactional relationship that is the equipment business. He said, we had to first get our house in order, make sure we could do it, be vulnerable and be the ones who, you know, put ourselves out there to gain trust where, quite honestly, there's not a lot of trust in the transaction-based equipment business.
So I think that it's interesting to hear this perspective from Wabash, and as you mentioned, the only publicly traded trailer producer out there. When we're talking about where they currently sit in terms of market space and trailer demand, obviously we know that them and the other big manufacturers were working through a pretty massive backlog of trailers that stemmed from the pandemic and from that consumer demand that you mentioned. Where do they sit at in getting through that demand? Are they starting to see kind of an evening out in what some of these fleets are ordering? And is that affecting their outlook at all for the upcoming year or so?
Well, I think, you know, first of all, Brent Yagi is a little bit more optimistic about the year to come than some are, than maybe even the third parties like ACT Research or, FTR are. And he said, you know, by the beginning of 2025, he expects to see, probably a 10 to 15% uptick in that space. Now, one of the things that they are doing by these longer agreements, you know, which are multi-year agreements, is they are taking some of the bumps out of that ups and downs. And they can't do it all. It wouldn't work if you try to do it with everybody, according to Brett Yagi. But you can begin to address some of those things by having a longer lead time and capacity availability for people when they need it. If you are going into one of these sort of downturns, and we're hopefully coming out of one, but if you're going into one of these downturns and you still have capacity needs, you're going to get capacity first before someone who's doing it kind of, quote, the old-fashioned way. So I think in the case of Wabash, you know, they're looking at everything they're doing differently. They've reorganized the entire business from being sort of a distribution-based business to one that has all the products in one place and then parts and services in another, allowing them to focus on, creative type approaches to the business. It's a complete remake over the last 3 or 4 years there.
So you mentioned the trailers as a service model, which is coming forward in a lot of spaces, and specifically right here in Chattanooga, Tennessee. We've got a group called Repower that's right down the block from us, and we talk to them a lot. And I think it's interesting to look at this as well, because it gives opportunity for capacity for those companies that are maybe looking for that dedicated space but not willing to own assets of their own. And I don't know if you have any insight on this, Alan, but any idea on how much capacity of brand new trailers being produced are going towards these trailer as a service, these trailer pools models, versus that purely transactional?
You know, I don't know the numbers. The number of 15% sticks out to me for some reason. I think I read or heard that, maybe wrote it one time. the 15% range, it's not for everybody. There are companies, maybe it's Walmart, maybe it's others, that do want to own the assets. But for those who don't, it's something that will work and can be worked out if that's your business model. If you want to be asset light, if you want to be, handling freight, maybe you're on a dedicated route or something like that, it might make sense for you, but I don't have any deep insight into the numbers that are involved, or it's nothing. I think we always get in this place, Kaylin, when we're talking about technology, we're talking about change that, oh, it's going to affect everything. No, it won't. It'll be something that will become a part, but it won't become a complete transition to this. It'll always be, some piece of the business, but it won't change everything.
We're looking at a mosaic approach and not a complete and total replacement of the wheel.
Right.
Alan, thanks for joining us for this morning here on Truck Tech. The newsletter drops on Friday. Where can people go to find that?
They can go to, the best way to subscribe to the newsletter would be to go to freightwaves.com, look under newsletters, and then opt in to Truck Tech. That'll get it for you at 11 o'clock Eastern on Fridays by email. It also posts on the website at that time on Fridays as well. Just one note, Kelly, we actually are carrying over the theme because we're going to talk with Ali Javidian from Range about the electric trailers for Friday as the 5 minutes piece. This is the new thing that we've actually kind of done consistently now for a couple of months, where we're putting a video insert of about 5 minutes into the newsletter. So opportunity for people to kind of hear from different subject experts in the space.
There you go. Subscribe at FreightWaves.com and then keep watching FreightWaves TV right here. You can find the show this afternoon at 3 o'clock Eastern. Thanks for joining us this week, Alan. We will see you next week.
Okay. Thank you, Kayla.